In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I got to say, if Seltzer was really on his game, he'd be playing Meek Mill right now. But, James?
That's a fair point.
This is pretty good. Yeah,
Jimi Hendrix, though.
Yeah,
Jimi Hendrix.
But I got to say, Corey, before the NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field, wasn't rocking out to Jimi Hendrix.
That's a fair point. Honestly, I kind of scrambled to get the music at the last second. I was getting Jason Kelce on the phone. It's a bad job by me.
All right, so Jason joins us in just 1 minute. We got to close out from the 8 o'clock hour, a Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new three-row Chevrolet Traverse, it has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, guys, the second poll question we had today, which of these is the best song? These stem from answers on our program Tuesday. John, what was said by the audience were Bohemian Rhapsody, Johnny B. Goode, Let It Be. James, which would you vote for?
I would vote for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, Rhea?
Correct, same.
Benjamin?
I would.
Corey, we got Bohemian Rhapsody, Johnny B. Goode, Let It Be.
Before my time, but I'm going to go with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
It's Johnny B. Goode.
You would recognize all three.
Johnny B. Goode is the proper answer here.
So
Bohemian Rhapsody is great.
I think it's Johnny B. Goode as well.
It is Johnny B. Goode. The Rolling Stones
became the Rolling Stones because they listened to Johnny B. Goode.
Fire up Johnny B. Goode.
So, can I get 5 seconds just to figure out which one that guy is?
You'll know it. This is Chuck Berry. We're getting to it here. All right, here we go. Johnny, you know, B. Goode.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah. I should have picked him. You can't go wrong with either, though.
This one should have won. Well, it didn't, John.
Sounds like a beach song.
It's 1957 or something like that. Just, man.
All right, John, so I just told you.
All right, I changed my vote. John, this is too fun.
I was going to have to change it, too. It sounds fun.
All right, it didn't win, John. What do you think won?
I think Bohemian Rhapsody
did.
Of course. It has a movie out, too.
All right, so 56% of the vote, Bohemian Rhapsody, 28% Let It Be, 16% Johnny B. Goode.
No.
Maybe if Johnny B. Goode, is there a movie out documented?
That's true.
Back to the Future.
I'm sorry, that's what I think of, James.
Johnny B. Goode. It had Anthony Michael Hall in it.
If there is a movie, Jason.
It was a quarterback, actually. Yeah, high school quarterback.
If there is a movie, Jason Kelce will probably star in it because he's starring in everything right now. All right, so bottom line is the final Stairway to Heaven, Bohemian Rhapsody. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And let's welcome Jason to the phone. Of course, Jason and Corey were able to hang out a couple days ago together at the Otho Davis Foundation Scholarship event. Great night. And we're going to get to the championship-winning moment, Corey, obviously, when, you know, the ball was up in the air and batted around and batted. We'll get to that in a moment. But Jason is joining us right now, as he always does, brought to us by his beer, Garage Beer. Make it your beer as well, because the garage, it's always open. Light beer like it used to be, light beer like it can be, like it is with Garage Beer. Find Garage Beer at your local retailer or at drinkgaragebeer.com, official beer of the Kelce brothers and dads out everywhere. Jason, good morning to you, bud.
Joe, how we doing?
Good, pal. We had a Johnny B. Goode conversation there, and I was trying to get to you, but, you know, so Jason, Corey, Jason, I don't know if you guys ever met before.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you too, buddy.
Jason, was it fun to see some of your guys the other night at the banquet?
It was awesome. It was awesome seeing a lot of former players. Right away you see Corey and that smile. You can't be anything but happy running into Corey again.
I appreciate you, buddy.
Seeing Malcolm, seeing Trey and Nick Foles. And honestly, the whole event is to honor, Otho Davis and, trainers. And you know, seeing all these medical people and like trainers that, right. you know, have helped you get through your career. Cause every athlete, especially in football, yep. every athlete's going to get hurt at some point. And there's no more insecure feeling than being injured and being unsure of your future. And I got to see Peter DeLuca, Dr. Peter DeLuca, who ended up repairing my ACL and MCL on my right knee. I got to see Gary Dorsheimer, who took after care of me, now takes care of my dad. There's a lot of, you know, for, I think a lot of people just see the product on the field and the coaches, but there's all these support people behind the scenes
totally.
In the NFL that become very synonymous with your family in a lot of ways, especially in Philadelphia. And, yeah, it was really awesome to see all those people.
No question. And, you know, Corey, what we also saw, we saw Nick Foles kind of ripping Jason for his snaps.
But it's understandable. I'm like, now I put two and two together. Because I thought I was going to fumble it on stage on Tuesday.
Jason, all jokes aside, did you consider that the weakest element of your game? I mean, it was kind of an adventure back there sometimes.
No, I mean, I had other weaknesses, unfortunately. the snaps were definitely fast. That was the biggest thing. And if it was off just a little bit and it's hot, it's really hard to handle. And Nick was very good at he didn't really get into it on stage, but he would tell me all the time. He's like, I could tell just by the way your butt was where that ball was going.
Wow.
And he was very good at, you know, I guess judging where that ball was about to go. Where I really struggled was when new quarterbacks would come in. Right. Whenever a new quarterback came in that I hadn't been familiar with, yep. my snap was so different than every other guy's. That's when it was really a major issue.
I think sure. a lot of people really underestimate the center's job. You know, Kelsey, I give you a ton of respect. You know, like, hope it spills over only because it's you got to snap,
pull sometimes.
Let's talk about the pass pro first. He's dictating the ship up there, and it's just like. And he's confident in what he says, and I respect that. You know, that's a guy who studies day in and day out. And I watched it as a rookie. I'm just like, this dude just knows everything. And it's something you got to really idolize. He's snapping. He's pulling. He's getting rushed at a zero tech. And it's like, sure. you got somebody right in your grill as soon as you snap the ball. Man, that's not easy at all.
Well, and Jason, obviously, Corey, one of the major storylines of his career, undrafted free agent. Jason, you weren't that far from that. I mean, sixth round is about as late as it gets anymore. So, you know, both right. you guys obviously were, you know, somewhat largely doubted entering pro football, and you both did an incredible job. Jason, our team's doing a great job. Go ahead, John.
Well, what about some of that? You're making a lot of those calls, pass protection wise.
Yeah.
But you got a rookie running back on third down in on all your 2 minute stuff,
right?
All your hurry up stuff. How unlikely is that Corey Clement is the guy that you and the offensive line, you're speaking the same language. You're depending on him to get all the calls.
Yeah.
How unusual was that?
You know, it was.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kelsey.
Yeah, I don't know who we're talking to, but yeah. I guess it's a little unusual whenever a new guy's back there and you try to overstate communication. But I will say, Deuce Staley, like, he made sure that we were getting reps with exactly. all these guys, and if anybody was getting in the game. We have been through these blitzes and these looks and this communication process.
We're going to get it down
already.
Yeah.
And you know, we always felt really comfortable in the game, especially with Corey, who was really on top of it. That wasn't going to be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, you guys forced me to grow up fast. I mean, I'm not going to lie, because coming from college, I didn't pass pro at all.
Really?
Wow.
Barely.
That's impressive that you picked it up so quick,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like.
That's impressive.
We had another guy, Dario Gumawali, he's playing for the Texans right now. Awesome third down back. But that wasn't my job. I carried the rock at least 30 times
wow,
in college.
Sure. Wow.
I didn't really pass like that. But when I came here, I was forced to – I got Jason Peters, Lane. I'm like, these are some OGs in front of me. I need to step my game up. Right. Wisniewski. I got – oh, man, I got to – I don't want to look like the person who shouldn't be out here.
Yeah.
And that's a feeling you don't want.
Well, you picked it up fast.
Wow.
Jason, our team here is picking it up big time lately. So let's get to the present day squad, Jason. 8-2, you know,
yeah.
a lot of talk this week about Eagles, Lions, Chiefs, Bills, put them in whatever order you want, but like a lot of people think those are top four, the Eagles are in it. Does that Does that resonate with you that the Eagles are now upper echelon NFL 2024?
Oh, absolutely. I think in the NFC, it's, you know, there's still going around. There's a lot of other teams, and we'll see how the season ends. A lot of things can happen. But right now, the Lions and Eagles, I think, are probably the top two that I've put up there.
For sure.
And then AFC, you know, I wouldn't sleep on the Ravens still. I know they lost an ugly one to Pittsburgh, but they still got a lot of great players over there. But, yeah, I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the season ends and who's at the top in the NFC. The Lions have a much tougher conference left. The Eagles, you know, the Commanders are pretty good, but it's really collapsing across the rest of the NFC East right now. So, I mean, this is a big game this week in L.A. They take care of the Rams. You know, they could be in a really good spot moving forward.
Let's talk about that. How well we – those wide receivers that the Rams have, man, Cooper Kupp, yeah. Puka Nacua – we got young cornerbacks trying to match up against some really awesome wide receivers and a quarterback that's got a golden arm. How is that going to shake out, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to – so Stafford is still slinging the ball as good as he ever has. I mean, he still has the zip on it. He has a – his arm is incredible. And you watch him play, and that's still there. Yeah. He's getting all those guys back. And then maybe more importantly, now their offensive line is starting to get healthy. I think, you know, as with any quarterback, when you get him off his spot, take him out of his rhythm, it makes all that stuff a lot more difficult to execute on. I think, you know, Havenstein's back, I believe, this week. They're getting healthy up front. But, yeah, it's a big challenge for our defense. You know, they've been playing great. They've been much more aggressive, even in their coverages. I love watching, you know, how they've continued to get better throughout the season. Their linebackers are playing fantastic right now. The Eagles, that is, Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean. The D-line is getting after it. Nolan Smith had a couple back-to-back, just big. They kept running this counter play, this counter OT play, the Commanders. And it's a scary play to see start getting some rhythm because it's a very difficult play to defend when they pull the guard and tackle and have the read on it. We run it a lot. It's one of our favorite plays and go-tos because of the ability of Jalen Hurts. And it was
Is it a counter tray? What's the difference between that and the counter tray?
It's the same thing, but you read it on the backside. So okay. Your counter tray would just be like an under center or, you know, a typical counter run. Mm-hmm. The counter OT is like guard tackle pull, and the quarterback is either going to keep it or give it to the back based on what that backside end does.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Wow. That's nice.
Anyways, Nolan Smith came in there and completely blew that play up, like went and just submarined the tackle, accordioned the whole thing, and they kind of got away from it after that. And then the very next play, he ends up getting the sack around the edge. So they're playing with a lot of aggression right now. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They're running around. They're playing aggressive. So it'll be fun to watch them against the Rams.
Sure.
Who are now at full strength this week.
Yeah, Jason Kelce with us here. Of course, Corey Clement in studio as well. You know, Jason, the Quinyon Mitchell thing, man, I am blown away by this dude. And I think he's the best rookie I've ever seen the Eagles have. You know, since you got here, and it's about 15 years or so, is he the best Eagles rookie you feel like you've seen?
Oh, man. Now I'm trying.
His phone's zapping out a bit, but you had. I'll just.
I saw a stat recently.
Cox.
I saw a stat that Cooper DeJean. There's a stat like average yards per play when you're the nearest defender, and out of all the DBs in the NFL, I think Cooper DeJean might be at the top of the list in terms of average number of yards gained when that play happens closest to you when you're the closest guy in coverage. So. It's Quinyon. It's Cooper DeJean is doing amazing things too.
Yeah. What do you make of it, Jason? We lost your phone for a moment. What do you make of it? Oh, I think we lost his phone. All right. James, I'm gonna put him on hold for a moment here. While we do that, let's also Corey, how much are you watching the present day team? I mean, when you came in, it sounded like you're rooting for the Eagles.
Oh yeah, I'm heavily watching every Sunday.
And so you're all in on this.
I'm in on it.
You love it.
It's actually exciting to. I mean, this is my first fall to actually sit back and actually dissect what's going on this year.
Yeah.
And I like it, slash don't like it being on a
opposite side. Yeah. I was mad at football.
Yeah, no, it'll get like that for a second.
I didn't watch it for a year.
Yeah, it'll get like that for a second, but I try to become a different fan of the game and take myself out of it for a second. And I like what I see out of both defenders, especially as rookies. So I think we don't want to give them a ceiling because I think these guys can play for 10 plus years. So these guys are special.
You know what's an incredible, outrageous ceiling that Jaws referenced recently about Quinyon Mitchell? Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't saying he's going to be as good as Deion, who probably was or was certainly amongst the best of all time. But he was saying that Quinyon Mitchell is reminding him. Matter of fact, let's play this audio quickly, James. Ron Jaworski talking about Deion, talking about Quinyon. This is pretty wild stuff. Does Quinyon Mitchell have a chance as he develops to become the best cornerback in football?
Absolutely. It was kind of interesting. They were watching the telecast last week against Washington. And I'm just saying, they're talking about Quinyon and, in positive ways. Then they showed those five or six clips where he was in press bump and run. And my immediate reaction was Deion Sanders. Mm. That was my immediate reaction.
Wow.
When I watched the movement, the hip turn, just smooth, the head movement, never lost track of the offensive wide receiver. It was just reminiscent to me in a flash of Deion Sanders.
Wow.
I know that's pretty high company, but that's what I saw.
That's unbelievable.
That's high company.
So, Jason, that was Jaws the other day with Quinyon. I mean, that is, with us, that's pretty unbelievable, Jason.
Yeah, no, that's high praise. I mean, it doesn't get any better than being compared to one of the greatest of all time.
Wow.
I don't know that I'm qualified to say if Quinyon Mitchell is going to be Deion Sanders
or
not.
Yeah.
But I think the kid's been lights out. He's played at a really, really high level. Is he the best rookie of all time for the Eagles? I think he's having as good of a rookie season I've ever seen. And I think it makes such a difference. And I know Cooper DeJean is playing really well as well, but that outside corner position. Yeah, you're matched up on the best guys on the other team. The wide receiver ones, he's answering it week in, week out.
Big
it's really
time.
Impressive
yeah,
so far.
Sure is. All right, so we got Jason and Corey, and of course, Jason, you just said it doesn't get any better than comparison to Deion. I say au contraire, sir. I say it doesn't get any better than when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. All right, so let's crank it up. We got Jason. We got Corey. And we got Merrill Reese, early February 2018. Let's listen to the moment. We'll get their reaction. The Philadelphia Eagles, for the first time ever, they did it. They won the Super Bowl.
9 seconds left. Eagles by 8. Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you. Let the celebration begin.
Jason, sir, thank you. Corey Clement, thank you, and God bless you. What goes through your mind when you hear that, Corey?
Every childhood's dream who loves football finally came true. I just really couldn't wait to get back to Glassboro, New Jersey, and just celebrate with the people I came up with. And it was such a moment that really didn't sink in until about the following season. I'm like, all right, we got to get back to work because you've seen the high that you can get and achieve, but it's like, what's next? So it's just like you never want to come complacent with just one. It's like, no, I want to keep doing this.
Sure.
And watching confetti fall, I'm like, this seems like it's still a dream.
Did you cry?
Of course.
Yeah.
I broke right down soon as the ball, soon as they didn't catch it, I said, get the heck out of here. There's no flag, no nothing. Oh, man, I could throw this helmet and just take a sigh of relief because my stomach was in my, touching my back. It was a bad feeling, but that's what every football player goes through. It's just nerves.
Were you nervous for the game? Before, let's say before the game, because what I hear from a lot of guys is once you start playing, you're playing, you're locked in and good. I know a notable player, I won't say his name, who told me that in a different Eagles Super Bowl, that he went to the bathroom during the national anthem because he was so nervous.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty okay. We came out to Meek Mill. We were carrying over what we did from Minnesota. That's why I was just so ready. I'm just like, let's get on to the next person. And caught the opening kickoff. I think that's when you got to get the first hit out the way for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, finally, I get it out the way early. Boom.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm ready to play now.
You're the first person to touch the ball.
I was, actually, huh?
Well, you did two things.
Yeah.
You were the first person to touch the ball. You were also the first person when the season started that made the first hit.
That
a lot of people
something.
Forget this. Washington had a kick return to begin the year, week one, and you freaking drilled that guy.
Yeah, you crushed
whoever that guy was, you freaking nailed that guy.
I think we watched that together.
Yeah.
Jason, when did you get a sense that Corey was bringing it as an undrafted rookie?
Oh, right away. I mean, you could see the energy and the tenacity in which he ran. And I got a sense before he even came, because Bo Allen, who, you know, was a huge
Big Bo.
Wisconsin fan. And then Corey was very connected with a number of people in the building, including Big Dom. And there was a lot of word circulating and excitement around Corey before he even got to the building.
What's the and Dom then, connection? He,
just actually met him in a barbershop, and I was back in high school, and you know, Don's a big dude, and like I was like, who are you? You look like you're somebody, and we just sitting there talking, and he's like, I'm a head of security for the Philadelphia Eagles, but
you got to be kidding me. So you met him randomly when you're in high school,
at
the barbershop,
yep.
And became friendly. And maintain that relationship?
I still went off to college, did my thing, and then I think five years, I didn't get drafted, but it was like, that was the first person I talked to once the draft was over. He's just like, I know where you want to come. So I'm just like,
that's incredible.
Right, I'll be right there. Yeah.
That's special,
I've never
man.
Heard of this before.
Yeah.
I didn't know
like,
that either.
I knew where I wanted to go. It's just like, I mean, obviously I didn't get picked, but part of me is glad I didn't get picked because I wouldn't have got a chance to play for here, honestly. I mean, those chances were 1 out of 32.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, who knows what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jason, I know we got a segment coming up with the high schools we're about to feature in Turkey Bowl. Let me say this to you.
Sure.
So, Jason, Seltzer knows every year at this time, I say three words, and they signify something. Tis the season. Now, James Seltzer, what do those three words signify?
Christmas.
Yep, yeah. Christmas. Yeah. And what specifically?
Christmas music.
The Hallmark movies.
Oh, of course.
The Hallmark movies that are
to forget that.
Jason, God bless
your
mother.
You're a big Hallmark guy, huh?
I'm a huge Hallmark guy.
Oh, Jason, we have gotten on him for years about
and
this.
And I am a Mrs. Kelsey guy this winter. Jason, congrats to your mom being featured in a Hallmark movie this winter.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, she's a barbecue pit manager, and I've never seen Mama Kelsey make barbecue.
And I noticed this, Jason. Richie's not blasting Hallmark movies when he finds out your mom's in it. He normally makes fun of me.
John, it's his mom, man.
You're mighty quiet over
it's
there, John.
It's his mom.
I think Hallmark movies are for moms.
I think
that's
so, too.
The point.
And
yes.
Joe, you are not a mom, right?
No, I'm not. Hey, Jason, one last thing, man. So you got to talk to your guy at ESPN, Schefter. I know he's a colleague.
Okay.
But he opened up a can of worms we didn't need to hear about yesterday, and that's known as his sex life.
Oh, boy.
Let me play some audio.
Oh,
have you heard about? Okay. Have you heard this yet, Jason?
I have not.
All right. This is Adam Schefter discussing his sex life on a show yesterday. I'm not making this up.
Oh, boy.
This is not Joe Conklin. This is actually Adam Schefter. Good question. Fascinating answer. Here's the exchange yesterday.
Weirdest place you've broken a story is what?
I can remember being in Denver one time, and I was how do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continue to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin. in every which way.
I mean, Kelsey, is he implying, I know he says laying it. Was he implying mid-act?
I love the
he had a great choice of words there.
For sure. He was like, should I say this?
Yep.
Well, he's like giggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he knows it's hilarious, but he wants to be at least somewhat PC with it. I think, it certainly sounds like that. And, you know, good for him if that's the case, I guess. I don't know.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, everyone, good for you if you get yourself some Garage Beer. It's Jason's beer, and get Garage Beer. Jason, thanks for being a huge part of the program, man. We'll talk to you. Matter of fact, I don't know if we talk to you next week unless we change the day, but if we don't, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thanks for being a huge part of our program, and obviously we will, you know, we'll see you in 2 weeks when you're back in here, and have a great trip where you are, man.
All right, guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
There he is, the great Jason Kelsey. All